An ordination is always a beautiful and solemn occasion, a time to rejoice and thank God that men have responded to His call and are dedicating their lives to serving His people. On Saturday, May 29th, at the Cathedral of St. Peter in Wilmington, three men were ordained to the priesthood for the Diocese of Wilmington: Father William Coco, Father John Lunas, and Father Hilary Rogers. This morning on Catholic Forum, we're happy to present portions of that ordination. Immediately after the Gospel, Deacon Adrian Branyuk calls forth those to be ordained.
Let those to be ordained priests come forward. William Coco, present. John Lunas, present.
Father Ralph Martin, Diocesan Director of Seminarians, then asks Bishop Saltarelli to ordain these men to the priesthood.
Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood.
Thanks be to God.
Beloved in Christ, these men, your relatives, your friends, are now to be raised to the order of priests. I ask that you consider carefully the position to which they are to be promoted in the church. It is true that God has made His entire people a royal priesthood in Christ. But our high priest, Jesus Christ, also chose some of His followers to carry out publicly in the church a priestly ministry in His name, on behalf of mankind. He was sent by the Father, and He in turn sent the apostles into the world. Through them and their successors, the bishops, He continues His work as teacher, priest, and shepherd. Priests are co-workers of the order of bishops. They are joined to the bishops in the priestly office and are called to serve God's people. These men, our brothers, have seriously considered this step. They are now to be ordained to priesthood in the presbyteral order. They are to serve Christ, the teacher, priest, and shepherd, in His ministry, which is to make His own body, the church, grow into the people of God, a holy temple. They are called to share in the priesthood of the bishops and to be molded into the likeness of Christ, the supreme and eternal priest. By consecration, they will be made true priests of the New Testament, to preach the gospel, sustain God's people, and celebrate the liturgy, above all, the Lord's sacrifice. My sons, you are now to be advanced to the order of the presbyterate. It is Jesus himself in the gospel this morning who tells you what he wants from you. He wants you to love. He says, as I have loved you. He wants you, as he says, to lay down your life for this church. The church before you, the church behind you, the church out there. He wants you to love as he has loved us. And for us, followers of that saving Lord, know what that love entails. It entails the word sacrifice, because that's how Jesus chose to express his love for us. He laid down his life for us. Love one another, he says, as I have loved you. 5 magic words that will make all the difference in the world in your ministry. Last month, the Holy Father addressed the bishops of our region, and he challenged us bishops to live lives more simply, more humbly, more poorly, so that we might grow in his love and in his grace and in his richness. I share that same call and challenge to you and to all of our priests, that we learn to love as he has loved us. You must apply your energies now to the duty of teaching in the name of Christ, the chief teacher. That teaching is not welcome in our society. That teaching is not welcome in our world. You know that. These priests know that. I know that. Nevertheless, we must be faithful to that teaching that is he has entrusted to us. Share with all the word of God that you will receive with joy. Meditate on the law of God. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. Put into practice what you teach. Let the doctrine you teach be true nourishment for the people of God. The people are hungry for this nourishment. Let the example of your lives attract the followers of Christ, so that by word and action you may build up the house which is God's church. In the same way, you must carry out your mission of sanctifying in the power of Jesus Christ. Your ministry will perfect the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful by uniting it to Christ's sacrifice, the sacrifice which is offered sacramentally through your hands. Know what you're doing and imitate the mystery you celebrate. In the memorial of the Lord's death and resurrection, make every effort to die to sin so as to walk in the new life of Jesus Christ. When you baptize, you will bring men and women into the people of God. In the sacrament of penance, when you hear confessions, you will forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church. With holy oil, you will relieve and console the sick. You will celebrate the liturgy and offer thanks and praise to God throughout the day. As you pray the breviary, you pray not only for the people of God, but for the whole world. Remember that you are chosen from among God's people and appointed to act for them in relation to God. Do your part in the work of Christ the priest with genuine joy and love, and attend to the concerns of Christ and his people before your own. Finally, conscious of sharing in the work of Christ, the head and shepherd of the church, and united with the bishop and subject to him, seek to bring the faithful together into a unified family and to lead them effectively through Christ and in the Holy Spirit to God the Father. Always remember the example of the Good Shepherd. who came not to be served, but to serve, to seek out and rescue those who are lost. Love one another, Jesus says, as I have loved you. William, John, Hillary, before you enter the order of priesthood, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. So I ask you now, do you resolve, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to discharge without fail the office of priesthood in the presbyteral rank as worthy fellow workers with the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock?
I do.
Do you resolve to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I do.
Do you resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people?
I do.
Do you resolve to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing?
I do.
Do you resolve to be united more closely every day to Christ, the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourselves to God for the salvation of all?
I do. And the help of God.
William, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. John, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
And may God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Hillary, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
And may God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment.